32 Thursday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Come before the Lord, singing for joy. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come before the Lord, singing for joy. Where true love is dwelling, God is dwelling there. Love's own loving presence love does ever share. Love of Christ has made us out of many one. In our midst is dwelling God's eternal Son. Give him joyful welcome, love him and revere, cherish one another with a love sincere. Their own arm did not bring them victory, this was won by your right hand and the light of your face. Psalm 43. We heard with our own ears, O God, our fathers have told us the story of the things you did in their days, you yourself in days long ago. To plant them you uprooted the nations, to let them spread you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land, no arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. It is you, my King, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you we beat down our foes, in your name we trampled our aggressors. For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes, it was you who set our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praised your name without ceasing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Their own arm did not bring them victory. This was won by your right hand and the light of your face. If you return to the Lord, then he will not hide his face from you. Psalm 43 continued. Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will. You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale. You make us the taunt of our neighbours, the laughing stock of all who are near. Among the nations you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision. All day long my disgrace is before me, my face is covered with shame, at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and the avenger. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If you return to the Lord, then he will not hide his face from you. Arise, Lord, do not reject us for ever. Psalm 43 concluded. This befell us, though we had not forgotten you, though we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows, and covered us with the shadow of death. Had we forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to another God, would not God have found this out, he who knows the secrets of the heart? It is for you we face death all day long, and are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, O Lord, why do you sleep? Arise, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face from us, and forget our oppression and misery? For we are brought down low to the dust, our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Arise, Lord, do not reject us forever. Let your face shine on your servant, Lord. Teach me your decrees. A reading from the book of Daniel, chapter 9. It was the first year of Darius, son of Ahasuerus, who was of Median stock and ruled the kingdom of Chaldea. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, was pursuing the scriptures, counting over the number of years, as revealed by the Lord to the prophet Jeremiah, that were to pass before the successive devastations of Jerusalem would come to an end, namely, 70 years. I turned my face to the Lord God, begging for time to pray and to plead with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. I pleaded with the Lord my God and made this confession. Listen, my God, listen to us. Open your eyes and look on our plight, and on the city which bears your name. We are not relying on our own good works, but on your great mercy, to commend our humble plea to you. Listen, Lord. Lord, forgive. Hear, Lord, and act. For your own sake, my God, do not delay, because they bear your name. This is your city. This is your people. I was still speaking, still at prayer, confessing my own sins and the sins of my people Israel, and placing my plea before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, still speaking, still at prayer, when Gabriel, the being I had seen originally in a vision, flew suddenly down to me at the hour of the evening sacrifice. He said to me, Daniel, you see me? I have come down to teach you how to understand. When your pleading began, a word was uttered, and I have come to tell you what it is. You are the man specially chosen. Grasp the meaning of the word. Understand the vision. 70 weeks are decreed for your people and your holy city, for putting an end to transgression, for placing the seals on sin, for expiating crime, for introducing everlasting integrity, for setting the seal on visions and on prophecy, for anointing the Holy of Holies. Know this, then, and understand, from the time this message went out, return and rebuild Jerusalem, to the coming of an anointed priest, 7 weeks and 62 weeks, with squares and ramparts restored and rebuilt, but in a time of trouble. And after 62 weeks, an anointed one will be cut off. The city and the sanctuary will be destroyed by a prince who will come. His end will come in catastrophe, and until the end there will be war, and all the devastation decreed. He will make a firm covenant with many for the space of a week, and for the space of 1/2 week he will put a stop to sacrifice and oblation, and on the wing of the temple will be the disastrous abomination until the end, until the doom assigned to the devastator. Responsory from Barak 2. Lord, look down from your holy dwelling place and give thought to us. Take heed and listen. Open your eyes and look on our plight. God of hosts, bring us back. let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. Open your eyes, and look on our plight. A reading from a homily of a second century author, chapter 13. The Lord says, "My name is blasphemed among the Gentiles, but woe to him through whom my name is blasphemed." Why is it blasphemed? Because we do not practice what we preach. The pagans hear us proclaiming the words of God, and they marvel at their beauty and nobility. And when they realize that we Christians do not live up to our principles, they begin to blaspheme and say that our religion is an old wives' tale. For instance, they hear us telling them that God says, "It is no thanks to you if you love those who love you, but it is thanks to you if you love your enemies and those who hate you." They are amazed by the goodness and sublimity of what they hear. But when they watch us not only not loving our enemies, but hating our friends into the bargain, they deride us and blaspheme God's name. My dear brethren, if we do the will of God the Father, we shall belong to the first church, the spiritual church, founded before the sun and the moon. But if we refuse to do his will, we shall exemplify in ourselves that saying of the Scriptures, "My house has become a house of thieves." And so let us resolve to belong to the living church of life, that we may find salvation. You know very well, I am sure, that the living church is the body of Christ. For the Scripture says, "God made man male and female." Now Christ is the male, the church is the female. We have the authority of the Bible and the apostles for saying that the church is not founded only at the present time, but was from the beginning. It belonged to the spiritual sphere, as Jesus did, and it was revealed in the last days for our salvation. But spiritual as it is, the church was revealed to us in the flesh of Christ, thus proving to us that anyone who keeps its presence alive in his flesh and does not banish it from there will receive it in the Holy Spirit. This flesh is a type of the Spirit, and no one who destroys the type can expect to receive the original reality. So then, keep guard over the flesh if you wish to receive a share of the Spirit. And if we can say that the flesh is the church and Christ is the Spirit, whoever violates the flesh violates the church also. Such a man will have no share in the Spirit that is in Christ. From this it will be clear what an infinite capacity the flesh has for sharing the life of the Holy Spirit. Nor can anyone predict what blessings the Lord has prepared for his elect. Responsory from Jeremiah 7. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, "Amend your lives and your deeds, then shall I dwell here among you. Come close to God, and he will come close to you. You that are sinners must wash your hands clean, you that are given to compromise must purify the intention of your hearts. Then shall I dwell here among you." Let us pray. Defend us, Lord, against every distress, so that unencumbered in body and soul, we may devote ourselves to your service in freedom and joy. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.